Well, we've got those open lines for you now, 3 hours worth. Now, some of you might have missed my program announcement yesterday. Let me tell you about that. You know, once a month, our roving reporter and investigative searcher for high strangeness, Linda Moulton Howe, joins us on Friday for 2 hours once a month. And she has just some award-winning reports on high strangeness, whatever they may be. Well, I'd made a decision to make a program change. I want to get the best out of Linda's reports and the best out of Friday night open lines. So what we will be doing beginning in March, Linda will do a full show with me as the guest for 3 hours of the full show, of course, on the last Thursday of each month, okay? The last Thursday of each month. We're going to give her an extra hour to do a little bit more investigative work. And at the same time, that will free me up for us to do open lines every Friday. You know, every once in a while we'll have that first hour guest like we did with David Flynn, or when I bring in Mark Zakri to do his Twilight Zone show or something like that. But by and large, I'm going to reserve Fridays for open lines, and Linda's reports will be on Thursday. So everybody wins. I was going to have just one hotline open for you tonight until I saw something happen at a restaurant tonight. So now we're going to basically have open lines and two topics. One will be a hotline, and I'll give you that reason in a moment. And then if you can get in on the other lines with this other topic, please go ahead. First of all, this is a leap year. This was the leap day. And, of course, many of you know why there is a leap year, of course. It has to do with synchronizing and of the astronomical or seasonal year of calendars. And so that's why they do it. And it happens on February once every 4 years. But that once every 4 years creates a little dilemma for people who are born on Feb 29. How old are you? Here's an example. In Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, Tilly Iverson today observed her 24th birthday. Tilly, I know you're out there listening to Coast, so happy birthday. Now, her biological age, she's 96 years old, but she's only 24, folks. Family members from as far away as Florida, Ohio, Nevada, North Carolina are celebrating her leap year birthday. She was born in 1912 on Feb 29. And, of course, that's the date that comes every 4 years. And like others born on that date, she has sometimes marked her birthday the 28th, sometimes March 1st. But, hey, it's really on the 29th. So she's really only, technically, 24 years old. Special hotline for just those of you who are born on the 29th. I just want to see how you go through life. So here's that number for you, 818-817-0021. That's for just those of you who happen to have been born on Feb 29. I want to chat with you throughout the evening, and happy birthday to you, by the way. 818-817-0021. Now, here's the other topic line in addition to open lines tonight. And open lines I love because whatever happens, happens. So I'm at this restaurant kicking around show ideas with producer Tom, and out walks this person. No need to explain, male or female, out of the restroom there, I guess, public restroom. And stuck on that person's shoe is a 7-foot roll or piece of toilet paper. Now, to me, that's embarrassing. I mean, really embarrassing. And I don't know if you've ever been in situations before where life was just so embarrassing for you, you just had to hide. But that's one of the other topics. Not to call on that hotline. That hotline's just for leap year birthday people. But if you can get through on the other lines with your life's most embarrassing moment, do that as well, in addition to open line. So in a moment, let's kick the phones and get rolling on Coast to Coast AM. He's back. Welcome to Open Lines, and let's go to the phones right here on Coast to Coast, east of the Rockies. You are on the air. Hi there.
Hi there, George. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
No. We won't go there. I have a comment and then a question.
Sure.
Where
are you calling from?
Appleton, Wisconsin.
Okay. You've called before. I hear your voice. I remember
it. A long time ago.
Okay.
Months ago. I was traveling with my ex-husband, who was on some job interviews, and we stopped in O'Hara to switch planes, and I thought I'd run over to the postcard dispenser to get some postcards. And when I turned around to run back to my husband, I bumped into two giants.
Two giants?
Yeah. And it was like bumping into a big rubber tree.
At the airport?
Yeah.
How big were they?
So I don't know.
Seven, eight, 9 feet tall?
Oh, much taller than that.
Walking around the airport?
Yeah.
You sure they weren't on, like, stilts or anything like that?
No. They were...
real people.
Yeah. When I turned around, I bumped into his knee to his belt buckle with my...
All right, so they're either 9 or 10 feet tall, or you're about 2 feet tall. What's...
I'm 5'7".
Well, that's pretty good height.
I'd say they were about... one was taller than the other. I remember looking up at the big guy and thinking about the smaller guy. Well, you're not as big as the other one.
Were people looking at them like, these are giants?
I... don't know. I just said, oh, excuse me. And I looked at the bigger guy and then the smaller one. I would say they're probably about 15 feet tall.
Oh, come on.
No,
walking around the airport?
Yeah.
They couldn't even get in there. I don't. How tall is
that? And then they were laughing at me because I was so startled when I looked up. And my eyes were big and wide. And
they couldn't even sit on a plane.
I know. Maybe they were there to meet somebody or something.
No, you can't get through. You can't get through security to meet people anymore.
Oh,
things have changed.
This was back in the 60s.
Oh, all right. In the 60s, you could get back there. I used to remember picking people up right at the gate. Those days are gone.
But they laughed at me, and when they laughed, it was this deep, jolly green giant laugh, you know, that... it was just incredible. I was so...
How big were their feet?
Oh, I didn't look at their feet. I just was so embarrassed that I bumped into them.
Well, who could blame you? But you didn't see a crowd in the corner going, look at those giants.
No, I wasn't. We were in a hurry to get to, you know, catch our plane, and I was just running over there to get some postcards. And when I ran into them, it was my mistake for running into them because they were right behind me. But I turned to run. And didn't see them, and when I turned around, I bumped right into them.
And what happened to them? They're gone now, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Oh, and then my question was, with as many people as you have listening to your show, I haven't heard too many people call up about being abducted. And my
One day we'll open up an abduction line again for you.
Yeah.
It all depends. It flows with the topic and the subject line.
Well, my question was, if anyone has been... I would like to know if they've ever, like, you hear a lot of people that have the indentations with the implants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I'm looking for is a circular pattern that's like the old marks that they used to leave when you'd get a shot in your arm.
Oh, yeah, like those old...
Because the person I know that was abducted had one of these on his back and lasted about 3 days.
Hmm.
And it was about the size, a little bit bigger than the size of a nickel.
I was talking to a friend of mine who's a psychiatrist here in Los Angeles. He's had 6 cases in the last 2 weeks of people who claim to have been abducted. And he is studying the work of John Mack and also Bud Hopkins. And he may very well end up being one of the next doctors involved in the alien abduction situation. He's not too sure of these 6 cases, but he's taken them on as patients. Let's go to our leap year line. You are on Coast to Coast, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
So how old are you?
I'm 11.
11 years old.
That's
it is weird, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
It's weird, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because technically, you are 11 years old. Biologically, you're 44, but technically, you're 11 years old.
Correct, yes.
All through your childhood, in the grade school and in the high school, did people make fun of you?
No, they always commented, but they've never made fun of me. My son does. He thinks it's funny that he's now older than me.
Well, I know you're still at 11. I'm sorry, but you're still too young to date. You gotta wait. Let's see now. 2 more leap years. That'll put you into the legal end, and then you'll be okay. That is something. So when do you celebrate it?
On the 1st, when it doesn't come around, I usually celebrate it on the 1st.
Now, is it a year, Feb 29, the day you were born, do you wish you were born on March 1st?
No. I like being born on the 29th.
What's the weirdest thing that has ever happened to you because of your birthday?
It was completely forgot about.
Everybody forgets your birthday, right?
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday. 11 years old.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. Bye.
Bye-bye.
11 years old. Next up, Wild Card Line. You're on the air with us. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
My name is Robert.
Hello, Robert.
And I'm so happy this evening to be able to talk to you just for a few minutes.
Okay, Robert. I'm glad you got through.
Out of Flagstaff, before you get to Winslow, that big crater.
Okay, yes.
Where the meteor hit.
Sure.
Now, it's so pristine. It's so clear. It's so clean that it would have to be not millions and billions of years ago. It would have to be between Ur of the Chaldees, maybe, where Abraham came up from, or it would have to be just a little before the time of Christ, because it would have to be this side of the flood, because it's so clean.
Are you a 6,000-year planet believer?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
But could you clarify that? I know it isn't very old.
Oh, gosh, I couldn't clarify that. I mean, I'm a believer that the planet's 4.5 billion years old.
I could say that, too, because it might have been here before.
True.
You know?
True. And see, I don't doubt the fact that some of these civilizations could be 6,000 years old. I think we come around a lot, but I think we've been here a long time.
And then what about that airstrip down in where you had the guest on before? There's an airstrip that looks just like an airstrip, and there's a big spider.
Well, that's in Peru. They're called the Nazca Lines.
Yes.
And those are weird.
Yes.
Very strange, but they're not that old.
But it was made for something to land on?
Made to land on and made for somebody from above to look down on?
Yes.
Maybe it was, hey, thank you for everything you've done on the planet. Here's a spider we've made.
Yes.
There's a reason for all these creatures, by the way.
I know. Spider. And you know, the Egyptian tombs were about the same as the ones here on this side.
That's right.
They're dead the same colors.
Pretty strange, isn't it?
Yes, and that there before the pyramids, there were those rock pyramids.
Like I said, this planet is much older in terms of civilizations than we know. Michael Cremo. Forbidden Archaeology, I think, has hit it right on the head. Civilizations are millions and millions of years old. And things have happened. Catastrophes have occurred. Man-made, earth-wise, things have happened. They've wiped out the civilizations. You know, skyscrapers, if they were left untouched, would simply disintegrate over time. There'd be nothing but a little rubble there. Let's go first-time caller line. Hi there.
Hey.
Hi.
My name is Fred, and I'm from Sacramento, California.
Hey, Fred.
And I had a couple questions for you about the story about, I think it was last week, about the satellite being shot down.
Yeah.
How fast is that satellite moving when shot down?
Thousands and thousands of miles an hour, Fred. It was an incredible thing.
Man, that's pretty crazy.
But we got it.
Yeah. What kind of warhead was used?
It wasn't really a warhead. It was more of a device to allow it to hit, and that would create the implosion.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and, it wasn't armed.
Oh, okay. Okay, and one more thing.
You're pretty good. How old are you?
19.
All right. You're 19. You're not 19.
I am.
I'm going to guess. I'm not doing this to put you down, because you're very intelligent. You got the mind of a 25-year-old. I would guess you're 13. Come on, tell me the truth. No big deal. I'm not going to tell anybody.
Okay, I'm 12.
All right, see? But that's pretty good. 19. You tell people you're 19?
Huh?
Do you tell people you're 19 when you meet them?
No.
How tall are you?
I'm 4'8". I've just been trying to get on here.
How long? Years?
Yeah, for a long time.
When you were 3, I bet you started dialing. All right, here you are, 12 years old. That's good for you, though. I'm glad you're a listener.
And then I just got one more question.
All right. Fred, we don't say that at your age.
I'm sorry. What kind of the chemical or the... fuel?
Hydrazine.
Yeah.
You're testing me. You've got all the answers already written down there, don't you? You know these things. You were going to come back to me and go, you're wrong, it's hydrazine.
What kind of fuel was that?
It's a dangerous fuel.
Dangerous?
Yeah, you don't want to get it on you. You don't want to breathe it. And that's why they claim they had to knock this satellite down so it wouldn't spread on anybody.
Oh, what exactly happened to it in space?
It just died. They launched it, and it just went pooey. So they, so it came back down, and they had to take it out. They did. I don't think they wanted it to get in the hands of the wrong people.
Oh, well, thank you.
And what are your grades in school, by the way? I'm curious now.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen my report card.
Well, I mean, last year, what'd you do?
Oh, last year?
Yeah. Did you ace everything out?
Huh?
Did you get A's?
I struggle a little bit.
So you know why? You're like a boy genius. You get bored with school, don't you?
A little bit, yeah.
I knew it. All right. You take it easy.
All right, thanks.
And don't rush to get to 19. Believe me, you're going to get there soon enough, and then you'll end up being 60, and you're going to say, I wish I were 12 again. That'll happen. Let's see. Wild card line. We've got a little time for you before the break. Hi there.
Greetings, George. My name's Ilana, and I'm living in Las Vegas.
Living in Las Vegas. Stay away from that hotel that had the ricin in it.
Vegas has all kinds of weird things. But, hey, I've got a story for you. I'm hoping to inspire anybody who's dealing with cancer. I'm a cancer patient.
Sure.
And 6 months ago, I was back in Portland. I moved from Oregon. When I got the news, we're going to have breast cancer surgery. And at first, I was scared. And then I said, I'm going to handle this my way. It's just dangerous. I am a certified Photoshop expert. And, there's a certain famous company. My apologies in advance to Intel Corporation for this. You know, lawyers, I love you guys. Don't mess with me. Thank you.
Or me.
Intel's wonderful. And I am a geeky person, so I decided to do this my way. I took their logo, and I decided to do a little modification to it.
Okay.
And then I did the modification into a nice sticker. And here I am in the surgery prep room. She says, okay, we're going to put you to sleep now. I said, just a minute. And I stuck the sticker right on the affected side, shall we say.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't have the memory. My surgery lady, the wonderful surgeon I had, thank you, Providence Hospital, told me that I was still awake when they wheeled me in. And when they unwrapped me, there they saw, first they saw the big grin on my face. Then they unwrapped me, and they saw the modified Intel logo that I put on there. Imagine that famous logo you see on computers, it's the Intel inside.
Yeah.
Mine said tumor inside.
Nothing like a sense of humor.
And I am told that the surgery was delayed by about at least 2 minutes.
While they laughed and laughed and laughed.
And I am now famous at that hospital, apparently.
And how are you feeling?
Actually, I'm not handling chemotherapy that well. I asked for positive vibes.
Are you winning the fight?
I hope so.
All right.
We can be in a month, and we'll find out.
And we'll send you the positive vibes. It's Friday night. Don't forget, prayer night for those people on the list. I'll be back in a moment. Open lines continue. Don't forget the leap year line. I'll give you that number again. And also your most embarrassing moment. We'll be back. And the leap year birthday line is 818-817-0021. Don't forget life's most embarrassing moments for you and regular open lines. Hey, I just got an email from a friend of ours, and I just think of the world of this guy, Jerry Pournelle. And Jerry Pournelle is one of the greatest science writers out there, and also has written some great science fiction books with Larry Niven. And I want to read you this after he just heard our mention about Friday nights and consciousness and prayer that we help people with. It says, as you probably don't know, George, but it is now on my website, so it's no secret, I'm undergoing 30 days of radiation therapy for a growth in my head. I sure appreciate some of the Coast to Coast power. Jerry, you've got it, and you get well. Back in a moment. We'll continue with Open Lines on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Open Lines. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, it's actually me. I couldn't tell if I was on or not.
Yeah, you should hear a whoosh when I hit that button. Did you?
Oh, okay. No, I didn't notice it, actually.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm calling from Modesto, California. But yeah, I just had a couple. I just had a question for you. I had a couple of weird experiences, and it sounds weird because I'm not like a big ghost freak or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even necessarily believe in it. But you know, I've been raised religious and stuff. You know, and there's times that I fell out, and there's times where I was trying to get back into it, and I'd have like these. It seemed like I had like a weird experience one time. You know, and I was over at my half brother, his dad's house over there, and he's really religious, and he goes to church all the time. We're over there spending the night, and I didn't want to stay there. You know, I always had this weird, weird feeling when I was over there. And so, like, I stayed the night with him. And later on that night, my brother's dad and his roommate took off to go downstairs from the apartment to go do laundry. And I'm laying there on the floor. And you know how you get between sleep state and you're still awake? You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. Like, you're aware of things, but you're not. And you're fighting, but you're not. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm, like, right in between. My brother's sleeping on the bed. I'm on the floor in his sleeping bag. Put my back, like, towards his closet. And I'm laying there. I'm right in between sleep and awake. And it felt like something grabbed my sleeping bag and dragged me to the closet. Like, not inside of it, but to the closet. And I remember it woke me. I mean, I was wide awake. My heart was pounding. You know, and I didn't know what to think. And so I'm laying there for a second. And instead of laying, I wasn't going to lay there. I didn't know what it was. So I jumped up. And when I jumped up, I was right in the closet door, and I turned around, faced the closet, and it was there was nothing there. And I ran through the house. There was nobody in the house. I ran to the outside of the apartment, and downstairs you can see the laundry room, and I could see him down there folding laundry. But what was strange about it was, like, nothing like that ever really happened to me. It was just right when I started going back to church, and I don't really, you know, I don't tell any of my friends nothing about it because it sounds weird. You know what I mean? I don't want them poking fun at me. But I was talking to these people at church about it one time, and they were saying that when you start getting back into religion, like, you know, like Satan or devil or whatever, puts up traps.
Yeah, the demons were after you. No doubt about it. I mean, I think the demons wanted you. They probably weren't happy that you were going back to the other side.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I thought it was.
I'm glad you won the fight there. Leap Year Line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Mike McAlevey calling from Maine.
How old is Michael?
Well, I'm 16 going on 61. 16 years ago, I was a police officer and I went to domestic and I got seriously injured and I died.
Oh, my God.
And I came back. I had this knot knocked out of me and broke a leg, crushed a knee, went into major shock. I had the tunnel vision, walked down the tunnel, saw my mother and father standing at the end of the tunnel, got ready to come across, and the paramedics revived me and brought me back.
Did the parents tell you to go back, go back?
I never got that close to hear what they were saying.
Could you see the light behind them, Michael?
Yes, I could. It was just like walking down a culvert with a very, very bright light, and as I'm walking to the end of it, I'm saying, boy, I hope I see my folks. And the paramedics brought me back and said that I was very, very lucky, got rushed to the hospital. The individual that hurt me and was mentally ill, my life was changed from that point on. I couldn't remain a police officer, and I ended up going to the Maine legislature for 8 years and became a mental health advocate and hopefully helped a lot of people with mental illness.
Good for you.
But I want to thank you and your staff. I've worked midnights to morning all my life, and you've provided me with thousands of hours of entertainment, of good information, of thought-provoking theories, and you've helped me immensely, and I know I speak for a lot of other people.
Well, thank you, Michael, and I got to tell you, you are one of the most mature 16-year-olds we've ever had on the program.
And it's an honor and a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for taking my phone call.
Okay, and enjoy the birthday. Enjoy the birthday. West of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey.
I've been reading about stories of giants and cyclops and things like that.
Yeah.
And from what I can tell, they have to be mammoths or mastodons. Because when a farmer's plowing a field, if he hits something, he pulls it up, he sees it's a big bone. Okay, then the next thing he does, he pulls up the other bones to see what it is. They lay out the rib cage, they put the limbs on it. And when they put the skull on there, you got something that looks like about a 25 or 30-foot humanoid. But then the skull only has the area where the trunk comes out, so then they mistake that for an eye socket, so now you have a giant cyclops.
Yeah, but they only pull out two legs.
No, the other two legs on what?
For the skeleton that they've unraveled.
Well, that's why I want to see pictures of the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see the other two. If it's going to be a mammoth, like you say, there should be four leg bones there, right?
Well, there should be four limbs, yes. But how could you're trying to tell me it's like a bird, just with two legs, but and then a head, and nothing else?
Well, that's what they're finding.
Oh, I really want to see that.
Me too.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air. Hi there.
Is this me?
Yes, sir. You didn't hear the whoosh either.
Yeah, I heard the whoosh.
You did hear the whoosh.
Yeah. George, a government official back in 1996, that's me, November, we had 5 feet of snow in northern Ohio, and we had a declaration of emergency, and the governor called the National Guard in, and the guard comes in from all different places. They don't know the area. And we had them going out and doing searches for homes to see if people were in need. And they came up on this one house, and they saw they didn't see any tracks in the driveway, and they saw a boy in a bay window. And they called back to the dispatch center and said, "We don't have the authority to break into the house, so we need a deputy." So they had a deputy come up. Took about a half an hour, and she came up, and they went up to the door, and she saw the boy in the window. Deputy broke into the house, and the guards people, and the guard people, and the deputy went in the house and searched the whole place and didn't find anything.
Gee.
And they shut the door, they secured the door, and when they did that, they put a note on the door. So, sorry for breaking into your house, but we saw this boy in your window, and we thought that there was a problem.
Yeah.
And that night, I was working dispatch, and this guy called back, and he called, "Thank God you called." I said, "Why?" "I've been telling my wife for months that I've been seeing this little boy in the house, and no one believed me. And thank God someone saw it, you know." And he thanked him because his wife thought he was going nuts. And what happened then, about 6 months later, is they were doing some work in the basement, and they were digging.
Oh, my.
And they found a tombstone and a body. And what happens is, back in the old days when it was cold, they couldn't bury people outside. They used to bury the people in the basement.
Where it was warmer in the basement, right? They could dig, at least.
Well, they put them in the basement underground, and then when it thawed out in the summertime, or in the springtime, they would take the body out and bury it properly.
Right.
Well, apparently they never buried this body properly. And this guy was so happy that someone had finally found this boy. And we don't know who he is, and no one has really done any research on it. But because the tombstone or the stone that was covering the body was, you know, it wasn't legible.
Oh,
but my God,
that's one of the most chilling stories I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's a true story.
God, I love that story.
Right.
All right, thank you.
Mike.
It's got to be one of the best I've ever heard here. West of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
George?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I'm calling from Encinitas, California.
Not too far from where we
are. No, not too far. And I'm calling on the February 29th leap day.
Okay.
It's not my birthday, but I gave birth to three sons. Born on leap day.
Triplets?
Yes.
Triplets on leap day.
On leap day. The universe was trying to tell me something, George, don't you think?
I think so. Now, so how old are they now, leap year-wise?
Three. They turned 12. And there's kind of a story, if you have a second.
I have a second for you.
Okay. I had three miscarriages.
Oh.
And then I got pregnant, and there were three embryos, and they said, "Well, you know, don't worry. We don't think you're going to have triplets because you couldn't carry one, so you won't be able to carry three." Well, I did carry all three. And then, and they're all healthy and fine. They were born premature, but they're fine. And one of my sons, Joseph, I have to say their names are Anthony, Joseph, and Raphael.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph, at about 2 years old, 2.5, he was 2.5 years old. He told me before society closes our minds down, that he saw me, that he was sitting with God, and he saw me when I was 15, and he said, I want to go, she's going to be my mommy. And he told me that.
Interesting story. He's sitting there with the man upstairs.
The man upstairs. I mean, he doesn't know anything, you know. He's just, you know, he's not even 3 years old, and he told me that. And when I tried to act really cool, because if you act like, oh, my God, you know, they clam up because they think there's something wrong.
Right, they're afraid.
They're afraid, like when they tell school.
Yeah, did I just say a bad word? You know, things like that.
Exactly. So you have to keep it open. And so a couple of years later, he talked to me again, and he said, and he was talking about the afterlife and, you know, how much he'd been alive before. And
at that young age, he's talking about this.
This is about 6 or 7.
Still he's a kid. Still a little baby still, as far as I'm concerned.
And he said, you know, I saw you when you were 15. It's the same exact story he told me when he was 3. And he says, and I said, I want to go to that mommy. And I saw you. I saw you in your high school. You were carrying your books. And I want to go to her. And he says, but I didn't expect my brothers to come along. I guess he didn't ask
That's
the man
cute.
Upstairs to come alone. I guess he wasn't specific enough. But, they're triplets born on Leap Day.
And let me tell you something. You know, he works in mysterious ways. I mean, here you are tragically, 3 miscarriages, and then you get 3 little boys, 3 healthy little boys.
I really believe, I don't know, Judge, what do you think? I mean, I believe like they're the same souls.
They may be the same souls, because I'm a believer in reincarnation, and it's very possible, They say, you know what, we're not giving up.
Yeah, I kind of feel like is that they were meant to come, and then whatever, you know, mishap happens, and it wasn't meant to be, but then why would the universe give me 3 at once when I couldn't even carry 1?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So there you are.
Here I am. It's a pleasure talking to you. I listen to you every night.
Thanks. What did you do on their birthday?
We had...
Give them 1 present. Let them fight over it.
Yeah. We had kind of a low-key birthday because we had a death in the family.
Oh.
But they are really great. One of my sons, all he wants is a blog so that he can write about the election and UFOs. That's my son that...
This is the one who was
Yeah,
up
who's
there.
An old soul. He's definitely an old soul.
And
my other son says, I'm a brand new soul. I've never been here before. He told me I've never been here before.
The 12-year-old wants to write about the election?
Yes. He's brilliant. He has a photographic memory and, he writes, he watches all the debates and...
You've got to be kidding me.
No. He should be, like, on a kid's, a preteen program for, you know, kids and, you know, society or something. He is, I'm telling you, he wants to be president of the United States. He wants to go to he's been here before, and he's done things I can't even imagine.
What does he say about the direction of the country and everything else at 12?
He was very concerned. He's an Al Gore supporter. And he's very concerned about the environment. He's very upset that Ralph Nader entered the elections because he's afraid. He's a Democrat at heart, and he doesn't want votes taken away. He doesn't like the war in Iraq, and he says that will be a 100-year war, and that nothing good can come out of that. And you know, he's really. Has his whole life dedicated, knows what he wants to do with his whole life, and no one in my family has ever been to Harvard. I mean, I've been to graduate school, but I haven't been to an Ivy League school, and I said, you know...
Would you, I'm going to put you on hold, and I would like to interview this little 12-year-old.
He's so awesome.
Would he do this?
He might. He might be a little timid, afraid if you talk to him a little before, he might.
He'll talk to Tommy first.
Okay.
And let me put you on hold.
Okay.
And I'll make sure Tom gets your phone number. And maybe sometime next week we'll put him on during one of his first hour segments. I don't, you know, he's got school, so it'll be 10 o'clock our time. And we'll do that, okay?
Okay. It's a pleasure talking to you. You do great stuff. I love you.
Thanks. All right, Tommy. Take her phone number, Tommy, and... That's remarkable. I would love to talk to this 12-year-old about his insight into UFOs in the presidential election. And I think you'd love to hear that, too. So let's go next to our wild card line. Whoosh, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, my name is Ryan Thompson from Cincinnati, Ohio. I love your show, Mr. Norris.
Thanks, Ryan.
Hey, I have a quick question about the paranormal.
Sure.
I heard from a couple of my buddies in a couple of books, Haunted Ohio and that, and they say people that are born later during the year, like the later months of the year, have a better chance of seeing a ghost or like an apparition than those people who are born earlier in the earlier months.
I've never heard that one before. I'm curious. I'll look into that.
And also, I just wanted to put this out there. I go to a school called Ohio Center for Broadcasting in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And me and my couple of buddies, Jeremy Hamm, Andrew Thorman, and Mr. Victor Hamm, we're all doing a ghost show called After Death. And if there's anyone out there listening in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky.
How do they hear you?
Well, whoever, if they're listening out
there. Is it on the internet or on a little radio station?
We're actually starting in 2 weeks for filming our first episode at Bobby Mackey's in Wilder, Kentucky.
I know, but are you going to be on a radio station?
No, we're creating 10 episodes, and we're going to try and sell the TV.
TV. Okay, hey, good luck.
And so anyone listening out there...
Let me give you an idea which might help you guys. Start with your local... Get these shows done, and then start with your local cable outlet. Get it on and see what kind of response you get. And if it's great response... You know, maybe a local station might be interested, and then you keep building from there.
All right, I'll take that into consideration.
Okay, go for it. Hey, you know, how did Grant and Jason from the Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi start? They were plumbers, but they loved investigating. They loved ghost stories, and we love open lines. So I'll be back with you. We've got 2 more hours to go of open lines tonight. If you need to email me, george@coasttocoastam.com, it's that simple. I'll be right back Friday night into Saturday morning. You don't get it anyplace else.